You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. We've got you on this one.
Yep.
Big reveal in Green Bay when Elon made his visit, and we'll be getting to that in just a few minutes. And a little odds and ends around that as well.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. We're seeing some sunshine this morning. We'll see clouds later. It's cold to start the day on this very first day of April, Election Day also. It's 27 degrees, highs in the mid-40s this afternoon. And it's time to reveal our key word in the Text to Win contest, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Yes, that's right. It's happening now. Your daily chance to win, maybe a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash. In fact, that's what we're going to give away this hour, is $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Right. What's the word?
This keyword hour, it is pillow. Okay, pillow.
Pillow.
P-I-L-L-O-W. Pillow. All right. Yes, that's the key word. You text that to us, download the Civic Media app, and find our station, WMDX. Just use the text button to send the keyword pillow for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, pillow is the key word.
Did you say billow or?
I said pillow. P is in Peter. I-L-L-O-W.
What was that? Willow?
Not willow. Not billow. It's pillow. Right. Do not confuse our listeners in this contest, Mr. Peterson. If you could just back off a little bit. Okay? All pillow right. is the word. You have until the top of the hour to text that into us. And then we'll see who wins.
I'm just a visitor here. That's
just a visitor. You've got your visitor pass.
Visitor sticker on my shirt. I took my kid to the emergency room yesterday. We hung out for about 4 or 5 hours.
You just went to hang out there?
Yeah. I took my laptop. I was just working on the show.
Is he okay?
I was waiting for him. Yeah.
Everything all right?
Everything worked out really well.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's like one of those. Those moments, you know, the father-son bonding thing. And
right.
I was just really actually kind of glad to be there for him, you know.
Yeah, well, you good. Know?
I mean, you're 22 years old. You still don't have all of the all the information down, how to handle medical emergencies and things like that. But, I just wanted to be there for him.
Well, I'm glad he was okay.
Yeah.
And good for you for being there to support him.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. So I'm wearing the visitor sticker today in honor of our golden moment together yesterday.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, I just love being a father. I really do. It's the best thing that ever happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tearing up now as you're telling the story.
I know. I just get into it so much. It's ridiculous. I just want to move on here. And let's get to, Musk make you all angry this morning.
Dancing around in the Green Bay Packers cheese hat.
Yeah, the cheese hat thing really bothers me an awful lot. I just want to slug him. Okay, I really do. I mean, no one wears the cheese hat, especially a guy ripping apart and shredding apart our country. It just bothers the hell out of me. Okay,
he was giving away some money and dancing around.
Well, I'm going to start from this point.
Okay.
This is a quote from him. The goal of the left is to destroy my influence. Nothing here about
what he said.
Yeah, nothing like a malignant narcissist, okay? So he says, so when they relentlessly push negative propaganda about me, like the fake Nazi stuff, ignore everything else that I do positive, you know, that bothers him an awful lot. It's not fake Nazi stuff. You know, we saw the Nazi salute.
He did it twice.
In one direction and then in another direction.
Yeah.
And he's also anti-DEI, which to me is white nationalism. So that kind of says a whole lot about the Nazi thing.
Well, he supports the white Nazi party in Germany.
And get cut 10 ready here. This is... Okay. Keep this in mind about our billionaire, the richest guy in the globe, okay? Mm. This guy... did this to his ex-wife, Ashley St. Clair. Let's check out what she has to say about this. It's hard to hear, but let's check it out. I'll summarize it.
Selling it because I need to make up for the 60% cut that Elon made to our son's child.
Okay, now just cut it right there. She's selling their Tesla because he cut their child support in half.
Okay. All right,
so just to keep that in mind about this richest guy in the world, you know, who is saving everybody so much money, not really. And get this, you know, he's funding Brad Schimmel's campaign for the Supreme Court, which you can vote on today. Get out there. And you really can't let this happen, all right? Elon's millions. Okay. He gave out $1 million checks to two people.
Yeah, a couple.
One is the head of the... college kids.
Oh, the young Republicans?
Young Republicans on the college campuses,
Yeah.
So he gave out $1 million to that guy who deserved it. It was a random thing. It was just a lucky random thing.
I could be a millionaire right now if I had just identified as a Republican like 2 years ago.
Possibly,
come on.
Yeah.
I know. But the Republican Party of Wisconsin got really angry about what the Democrats were doing while he was handing out $100 bribes and $1 million checks. The Republicans remain mum about a legality of the $1 million payments, but they did get very upset about Susan Crawford providing free ice cream to college students.
Oh, no.
Okay, the free ice cream went over the top. Not the $100 bribes, not the $1 million checks. It was free ice cream to everyone, not just people who were voting. It wasn't a bribe or anything. Everybody got free ice cream. But they complained about it. They said Wisconsin has strict laws against any election bribery. And that was Kurt Gohey, one of the Republican National Committee group members. The group Wisco Project responded by telling Gohey that he was following, they were following the law and they were giving the ice cream out to just about everybody. All right, so now we have that all straightened out. But, you know, it's free ice cream versus $100 checks and $1 million check to two people in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. How sweet that is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now let's get to some of the things that Elon brought up during his visit here in Green Bay. He was very angry. This should get the attention of our congresspeople and senators, okay?
Okay.
Because he was angry about how rich people are in Congress. So let's go to cut 14. All right. Let's listen.
A lot of strangely wealthy members of Congress. Where I'm trying to connect the dots of how did they become rich while earning, how they get $20 million if they're earning $200,000 a year? Nobody can explain that. So something's we're going to try to figure it out and certainly stop it from happening.
There you go. Richest guy in the universe is worried about Congress people becoming rich.
He sounds like a bumbling detective who says, "I'm going to get to the bottom of this case."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, try to get these words out, okay, Elon?
He needs a teleprompter. Maybe he doesn't know how to use a teleprompter.
I think he needs a teleprompter. Definitely needs that. Another unexpected turn when Musk invited longtime friend and investor Antonio Gracias to the stage, who went on to prove that they knew nothing about Social Security. Now, they're at the Social Security Administration, and they know nothing about how it works. Now, listen to this. This is crazy stuff. Okay, this is cut 12. Listen.
Antonio's helping out with the Social Security, review Social Security, where you may have heard that we found 20 million dead people marked as alive in the Social Security database. This is too so crazy.
In 21, see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing chart.
Yeah, just this literally blew us away. Like, we went there to find fraud, and we found this by accident. Once you're in the country and you've got asylum, you can apply for a work document.
Yes, you can.
File a 765. Mm-hmm. It's the work form.
Okay.
You get this form called the 766.
Yeah.
That's the authorization. And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number.
That's what they do. Yep.
No ID.
This is worth, like, just reiterating. It's not people sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep. No. They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system, from Social Security to all of the benefit programs, have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection.
No.
And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. Mm-hmm. And we found people here registered to vote in this population.
Did they vote,
and
though?
Who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote.
Oh.
And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah. Oh, that's
already,
great. Let's arrest them.
Already. That is already happening.
Yes. Let's see what happens with that, right? Mm. So anyway, they don't know anything about Social Security. These are people here with work permits. And when you have a work permit, you do get a Social Security number.
Right.
You pay into Social Security and Medicare. You actually can get the benefits from those programs. And this is a long-time program. Legal immigrants get Social Security numbers so they can pay taxes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this, their chart has been truncated to make it look absurd to the audience who were in Green Bay at the time. And by the way, they made it look like an extreme amount of people started collecting Social Security. Immigrants were collecting Social Security. But what they didn't tell the audience was that it was actually a graph of what it looked like during COVID, and then the immigrants got the Social Security numbers. So it was very, very deceptive. Sachs and Musk are lying because, it's in their best interest to do that, to justify the work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I have a actual video audio of the federal government explaining, now these are undocumented immigrants that we really we're talking about not getting Social Security numbers, and we'll have that in just a moment.
All right, that's coming up. 18 minutes past the hour. Once again, our Break in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Keyword is pillow. Get that in before the top of the hour. We'll come back and talk to Brittany Merlot, find out what's happening weather-wise on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ah, yes. Music to watch girls.
That's what we're playing. Okay.
Sam always plays the instrumentation.
I literally mouthed to you, "Don't say it," right before you said it.
Here we go.
See, he won't play the vocal version.
Yeah, that's the point of playing the instrumental version.
It's
so it doesn't have the word.
You know? And so I always bring it up because I know it bothers him. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7. And I want Pizza Box Mike to call us back, okay? I apologize. I didn't want to get to your call.
He was on hold
right
for a long time.
And we have Dolores on the line. We'll get to your call in just a few moments here. But right now, let's get to Brittany Merlot.
Yeah,
and she's got the latest in the weather.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real cold. In the 20s here this morning. 27 degrees currently. Yeah.
Mid-20s. I sent some of my cold air down to you guys just briefly, though. Well, don't worry.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. So what can we expect of today?
Yeah. So bright and beautiful to start. Soak it up now because clouds are going to be increasing this afternoon. It's going to get breezy, but winds are going to be out of the southeast. So it is going to push us to highs today in the mid-40s. But then it gets kind of gross out this evening, early evening. We're talking about 6 o'clock or so. I think we're going to see some rain start to move in. It could be mixed with a few snowflakes at first, but then it turns to all rain after midnight, and it's just going to continue to rain as we go into our Wednesday. In fact, in the morning, we have a chance for some storms, and they could be strong to severe early in the morning from about 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or so.
Well, might have to stay home from work, I guess. Wish.
I know, right?
I wish.
So really, could be in for some strong storms tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, you're actually in a slight risk from the Storm Prediction Center, where pretty much the main, I would say, would be some high winds. Mm-hmm. It could gust up to 60, 70 miles per hour in these storms. Obviously, some hail as well. And then after the main push goes through, as that cold front moves in and fires up all those storms in the morning, we do have a chance for another round of storms later on in the afternoon and evening, too. But those shouldn't be as strong. But just a heads up, it's going to be a wet next 24 hours after we start this off this evening.
All right. And tell me that there's warm weather on the way for the weekend.
Well, Go ahead. Tomorrow we'll be in the mid-60s, but then on Thursday we fall to the low 50s, and for the weekend we'll be in those low to mid-50s. But dry and sunny.
But so. I can handle that, though.
That's okay.
I can. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, Brittany.
Good. All right.
Very good. Thank you for that report.
Yeah.
We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
You have a great day. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is continuing. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. You can save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east side and west side. Go to Verlo.com for more information. And our keyword this hour, just want to remind you, pillow. Yep, pillow is the keyword, $100 up for grabs. And, of course, that gets you into the grand prize drawing, which is a Verlo queen-size mattress set. And that includes mattress and sheets and some pillows,
You know, I'd much rather win $100 from Civic Media than from Elon Musk.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why you should enter the contest.
You know, you're right.
And we are talking Elon Musk's visit to Green Bay in just a moment, but let's go to Dolores, who's been waiting on the line for us. Thank you for calling us, Dolores.
Good morning, Dolores.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate that.
What's on your mind today?
So I was going to ask you how I can convince a coworker to vote today. She is like totally stuck and not voting today. And I told her, did you know if you don't vote, it's a vote for the other guy, pretty much.
That's a good argument.
I was talking to her and I say, so what is the reason that you don't want to vote? Mm-hmm. And she say, well, I'm disgusted with the amount of the money they are spending, and I don't want to be a part of it. You know, it's so much money they are spending. You know, can you imagine how much they can do with that money, helping other people? And I say, I totally get it. I totally agree with you. But I say, but the other guy, I said, one guy is the one who's pouring all this money in our state. And it's like our liberals, we have to fight. And if we don't have money, we can fight. It's like going to the war with a plastic fork. And they have like AK, 45s, shooting to us. And we with a fork and pussy, we don't have money. We have to have money to try to, spread our message.
Well, Dolores, the best argument you can give your friend, I think, is that there are two parties. One likes to spend the money, and the other party has to spend the money. The Democrats don't want money in politics. The other party does want money in politics. Explain that to your friend. So, yes, there's a lot of money in this, but we just have to keep up. And if the Democrats get in charge, they'll try to take money out of politics. There's one party that wants to do that, and the other party does not. And your friend should definitely vote to make sure that we get the money out of politics. Do not run away from this. This is a big deal. We have to do something about it.
You know, and I became a citizen about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and I never miss a vote. I miss in every single election, you know, even if it's a local or yep. federal, you know, because I think, I say to her, this is my power that I have. This is the only power. I don't have millions like Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. I don't have millions, but I have my power. And that's the thing. I don't want them. I don't want Elon to buy me.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. not for sale.
Boy, well said.
And I yeah. said to her, yeah, and I said to her, I said, you know, this is our fault. All that, I said, actually, not my fault. It's your fault, guys. because mm-hmm. I've been voting for 4 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are the people who put these people in power.
Mm.
And we put these people to do all these changes in our laws.
Mm.
So we are the only ones, I say, you know, to change the laws, to put the right people in power so we can change and revert that. I think it's Citizens United, right? There's a yeah. thing that changed all that money pouring. Yeah, so I said, we can change that, but we have to vote.
We're running out of
Dolores,
time. Dolores, we run out of time.
Got to jump in here.
I got to say, you don't need my advice. You don't need my advice. I think you're doing a great job convincing your friend to vote.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we'll get to Pizza Box Mike in just a few moments here.
Yeah. We've got Midwest Farm Report coming up next. Then we'll get back to more of your calls on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us. Kiss me.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard carton, 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
It's always been worth it. You know, the boxed wines are fantastic.
Beautiful thing. And we've got sunshine on this very first day of April. It's beautiful, but it's really cold. 27 degrees, highs today in the mid-40s. We are continuing with our Break into Spring's Text to Win statewide contest. It's a contest hour. The key word this hour is pillow. This is your chance to win $100 cash, plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo. So again, the key word is pillow. Download the Civic Media app and find our station, WMDX. Use the text button to send the key word into us. You have until the top of the hour to get that into us for that $100 cash. And again, we'll have other keywords throughout the day at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Okay.
All right. We're going to get to, in just a few moments, you know, we're talking about Musk's visit mm-hmm. to Green Bay. And the big discovery was so many people, immigrants, are getting Social Security numbers. Oh, no, not that. Well, that's the way it's been for the last 10 or 15 years that I remember anyway. So we're going to get into that a little bit more in just a few moments. But first, we want to get to Pizza Box Mike. Gave us a call back. What do you got for us?
Mike, go ahead.
Well, other than noticing that there were a lot of vultures yesterday, and I was just wondering if they're there for us or if they're hopefully there tonight for Brad Schimmel.
Oh, I hope so. My God.
Let's talk about Social Security.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I did find out about Social Security and disability insurance today was that we didn't receive our payments.
Hmm. Really?
Everybody what? That's on disability did not get their payment.
Oh, I did not know that.
Really?
Wow.
And yeah, for like the last 3 years, SSDI is a little bit different.
Yes.
I get it on the 1st, but if it falls on the weekend, then I get it on the 30th or the 31st, and it's not here today, and nobody that's on disability has received their payment.
Wow.
So, for one thing, I'm not going to pay my rent. Second thing is, all of you that are on disability or Social Security this morning, mm-hmm. get up and vote for Susan Crawford if you want to get your Social Security back. This is just insane. I mean, I'm trying not to be angry mm-hmm. and trying not to overreact, but didn't we see this coming,
yeah.
people? I mean, You know, there's still a lot of people that are unaware of what's really going on, and you're being scammed. Social Security is not a Ponzi scheme. Taking away Social Security and giving it to wealthy people, that's your Ponzi scheme, Elon. You are an SOB.
Absolutely.
I can't believe you put a cheesehead on. Somebody should have knocked that sucker right off.
Oh, I know. I would have run up on stage, and they'd have to haul me off, man. I'll tell you. It's just it should not have happened. Pizza Box Mike, I have a hard time saying it fast. Pizza Box Mike.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, thank you.
Thanks for that update on there. Did not know that was happening, but we'll try to keep track of that.
Yeah.
All right. Now I want to get to, the immigrants. Legal immigrants are coming here to work. They get Social Security numbers. Okay. I mean, that's the way it is. And during COVID, the number of immigrants dwindled to almost nothing because they were banned from the country, could not come in. And not a lot of people wanted to come into the country. You know, we had COVID in this country running rampant. Mm-hmm. So, and then they put those graphs up showing the increase under Joe Biden's, and they tried to blame Joe Biden for bringing a lot of immigrants here so it would boost the vote for Democrats. Unbelievable. This is a conspiracy theorist that's taking over our country and destroying each and every department of this country, and we're going to feel it later on. I tell you, we're going to feel it later on. But anyway, I wanted to kind of fill in the blank here, because what Elon is really talking about, and they don't understand this, they're talking about undocumented immigrants in this country. Mm-hmm. Let's play cut 13. This is from a video that the federal government provides everybody. Let's listen to this.
Generally, to get a SSN, you need to be authorized to work in the U.S. Now, undocumented immigrants don't have this authorization. So does that mean it's a closed door for them? Not exactly. There's a special situation with a document called an Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, ITIN. It helps those without SSNs file taxes. Yes, even undocumented immigrants pay taxes. Surprise! But wait, an ITIN is not the same as a SSN. It doesn't grant work permission, nor does it provide Social Security benefits. However, it does show a compliance with tax laws, and that's a big deal in itself. So, while an ITIN is not a SSN, it's an important tool. It's part of the tax system, and it's for those who can't get a SSN. That includes undocumented immigrants.
There you go.
To wrap it up, undocumented immigrants can't get a traditional SSN, but they can get an ITIN for tax purposes. Mm-hmm. It's a different number with a different purpose.
That's right, because that number allows them to pay taxes. They just don't get the benefits of an SSN, which is Social Security number.
This makes me think of Al Capone. For all the crimes that he committed, that's not what they went after him for. What they went after him for was that he didn't pay his income tax,
even though it was derived
from illegal sources.
That's it.
As long as you're, if you're an unauthorized immigrant, but you're still paying your taxes in the eyes of the IRS, you're good to go in this country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So again, there's a difference between the legal immigrants and those who are undocumented. All right,
okay.
different numbers are given, and they do get at least the ability to tap into Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. All right, now. Then Elon went on to talk about his burning Teslas at dealerships.
Oh, boy.
So, and this is the moment where everybody got out their handkerchiefs, okay?
No.
So let's listen to cut 15 here.
Isn't it shocking how much violence and hatred is coming from the left?
There's a reason for that.
I mean, isn't it supposed to be the party that they claim to be the party of empathy? And yet they're burning Teslas and shooting up dealerships and calling for the death of the president and me? I'm like, guys, you know, this is insane. Like, they're totally gone psycho. I mean, it's really
psycho.
Like, I totally understand if somebody doesn't want to buy a product. Yeah, it's up to you. It's free country, you know, but you don't have to burn it down. Okay. That's somebody else's car. Leave it alone.
No, you know, you're burning our country down just by, you know, destroying every department we have in this country.
Yeah.
So, there's a reason for the blowback. You know, the thing with megas, they don't understand the blowback part of it, you know.
They don't get it.
They don't know what accountability is. They don't get that part of it. But this This is what happens when you take advantage of the people who are so nice and peaceful all the time. I thought they just loved their lattes and their Priuses. Well, you know what? We've had it with you. Go home. Leave our country. Go back to Canada or South Africa, wherever you find better for your particular point of view. He is outrageous. This guy is truly, well, I'm not going to say it again.
Well, the vote in Wisconsin. White
nationalist. Let me just say he's a white nationalist, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the vote in Wisconsin today should tell us a lot about how people feel about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I know.
We'll see. It's going to be close.
It is amazing how much coverage that is getting nationally.
Oh, I know.
I mean, this is the test. They're saying this is the Trump test.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll have to see.
It's the Trump-Musk test.
One more thing, and Musk was talking about this. You know, Mr. Billionaire, the richest guy in the world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's complaining about George Soros, another rich guy? Well, that's an amazing thing. Let's listen to Cut 16 here. All right?
So, like, I mean, it was inevitable that at least a few Soros operatives would be in the audience. Give my regards to George. Say hi to George.
George. Say hi. Oh, what a piece of work. I mean, you know, he's...
USA. USA.
See?
USA.
Might as well just
USA.
Cap it with that, right?
USA. Yep.
Boy, that's false... false patriotism right there.
I don't
there.
Think I've ever heard him laugh before. I don't want to hear it again.
it's uncomfortable.
He's the billionaire that's out here trying to influence people. He's rich. Complaining about George Soros spending money trying to influence people.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Pot calling kettle black, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Is that the old saying?
That's
Did I get that
saying.
Right? Because I never get those things right.
That's the cliche, yes.
Okay, that's the cliche.
You got it. You
All
got
right,
it
now,
right.
Let's get to the most entertaining part of this program now.
Okay.
This is the faith office that put into the White House. This is insanity. This is crazy stuff. We have two great cuts.
This is really something because they have this faith office. And, you know, there's a separation between church and state. I don't know if you've
not
ever
anymore.
Heard of that.
Not anymore.
But they have a faith office in there. And, you know, and now the thing is, though, they're trying to get some money.
Yeah.
They're trying to make some money on this.
Of course they are. They're grifters.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's just play this cut. We'll go ahead.
All right. Let's try it. All right.
There's two of them. Which one do you want?
Okay.
Gordy's cut.
Donald Trump's spiritual advisor. Yes, he has a spiritual advisor. Is selling prayers for the low, low price of $1,000. Starting to make sense to you? It's always a grift. There's always something going on with this.
Yep.
Here's what Pastor Paula White Cain, who Trump appointed to lead a new White House faith office, had to say.
And I believe that when you honor God on Passover, starting on April 12th at sundown through Good Friday on the 18th and concluding on Easter Sunday, you can receive these seven supernatural blessings for you and your house. According to Exodus 23, God will assign an angel to you. He'll be an enemy to your enemies. He'll give you prosperity. He'll take sickness away from you. He will give you long life. He'll bring increase in inheritance, and he'll give a special year of blessing. You're not doing this to get something, but you're doing it in honor to God, realizing what you can receive.
For your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more, as the Holy Spirit leads, you will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford Crystal Cross. Don't miss your moment to release seven
shiny
supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
Oh, all you got to do is pay for it, all right? I want to reiterate that this is the pastor that Donald Trump chose to lead his faith office. Seems they both know how to worship money as well. I mean, she's naming the price. Come on.
And so that's from YoungTurks.com. Yeah. They do stories like this.
Boy, great
but
having your own angel.
$1,000, you get your own angel and seven blessings.
Yeah.
You know, so you figure that out.
Well,
what's
White
1,000
is,
divided by seven?
She's a fantastic person all by herself. She's the evangelist of the faith office in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Her history just is wonderful, too. She left her first husband, dumped the second one after cheating on him, then married a member of the rock band Journey, broke into the band's bank account and embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars after for committing fraud and running a Ponzi scheme. Now she leads the White House's faith office. Nice person. Nice. Could you play? This is I gave it a new cut. 23, I believe. Right.
We have time for that.
That's what we just played. Do you want to hear the other one?
Yes. Hear the other one. This is her giving a little chant. Let's listen.
Okay.
Strike and 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 strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata raka te da baka sanda ata.
What? Speaking in tongues.
Okay.
Angels have even
all right. Okay. So, I think we've heard it.
This goes on for 8 minutes.
Oh, my God.
She's the head of the White House Faith Office.
Yeah. That's a new office in the White House. I don't know. You know,
she mentioned right there that she was sending the angels out. So that was...
Right. She's got...
Those are angels, free angels. You don't have to spend all that money.
No.
The free angels went out. Now they're out there protecting us.
I feel so much better knowing that there's a faith office in the White House.
Well, don't we all?
And they're sending out free angels. You don't have to spend that $1,000. Okay. We'll be back with tidbits, odds, and ends, leftovers.
Well, that wasn't
an
odd and end.
Oh, my God. Boy. Okay.
All right. Hang on. Let's go for it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's cold and sunny this morning, but 27 degrees, highs in the mid-40s this afternoon. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The mismatch sale is back. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same long-lasting Verlo craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side. Check out more at verlo.com. And the key word this hour, as our text to win break into spring statewide contest continues through the top of the hour here, the key word, get it in before 8 a.m., the key word is pillow. $100 cash up for grabs. Pillow is that keyword. Just text us in on the Civic Media app. It's free to download. Find our station. Use the text button and free to send in that keyword, pillow, in this statewide contest. Who knows? You could be a winner. And if you text it in, you'll also be entered in to win the grand prize drawing, which is a complete queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. Okay?
All right.
It's voting day here in Wisconsin.
It is.
Get
it
out
is
there.
Voting day. Yep.
We want to
get
big races.
There.
Big races. We got the Brad Schimmel, Susan Crawford race for Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court. Also that state school superintendent's race. And not only that, but the amendment on the Constitution for voting, right?
Voter ID. It cements what we already have. It doesn't require any birth certificates in this particular amendment. It just reinforces what we have already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we're all kind of used to this voter ID thing that we already have in the state. They tried to prevent people from getting the ID in the first place, which was egregious and ridiculous. You know, closing some DMVs down, moving the DMV to areas where there was no bus service. service.
Right.
Geez, I don't know. It seemed pretty obvious what they were trying to do, right? Yeah,
make it difficult. All right. Yeah.
And of course, you know, Brad Schimmel, I pulled this up from my website, democommergent.blogspot.com. I mean, if you want to find out everything you want to know about Brad Schimmel, it's all there. I don't know why no one is doing this. They always talk about this one thing that Brad Schimmel did. But I want to remind people of this. He issued a formal opinion. I don't know what a formal opinion is, but he offered it. It had the effect of rolling back state powers to protect water from high-capacity wells in the state. At Schimmel's urging, the Republican-controlled legislature created a new five-lawyer office at the Department of Justice to defend state laws from court challenges and to fight the federal government on issues such as climate change and water pollution. This under Brad Schimmel as the attorney general. Meanwhile, the Environmental Protection Unit staff this year shrunk, or that back then, shrunk to its smallest size in 25 years, continuing a long trend as state regulators sought fewer fines from polluters. So in other words, he didn't want to protect the water. He wanted to protect the industry. And one of the things he has emphasized over and over, even in this campaign, that he wants to leave all of the lawmaking up to the lawmakers in the state capitol. He doesn't want to call the balls and strikes. He doesn't want to, you know, say, well, this is constitutional and that's not constitutional. He doesn't care about that. Whatever they decide at the state capitol, that's the law.
That's it.
That's how he wants to look at it. Because the Republicans are in charge. Why not? That's his thing. That's what he wants to do.
Okay.
By the way, I played all these cuts from Elon, but I didn't play the most important cut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, do we have time for it here?
There were a lot of people. Well, it's just a brief little thing.
Okay.
It's the protesters that appear outside in Green Bay.
Okay.
Let's listen to this. Do you have that up there? It's cut eight.
Cut eight.
Yep.
Here we go.
Let's listen to this. This is wonderful.
Hey,
all right. That is fantastic
stuff. Chanting.
And,
good chanting.
Well, he did leave eventually, so yes. I guess he took their hint.
Okay.
All right. This is a great cut. This is a positive cut. I think you're going to love this thing. This is Representative Jim McGovern. He nails this idiotic argument about high banking fees. You know, the Republicans voted to put high banking fees back in practice. Let's listen to this. Cut 17.
It's precisely because our consumers are smart
that
they want this. They recognize that the convenience of a fee to pay an overdraft charge to avoid the inconvenience at the point of sale as a liquidity bridge when they've run out of cash in their account is better and less expensive than a high-cost payday loan.
Well, you know, I would just say sell that someplace else.
Yeah.
It won't work with my constituents. And this is about raising bank fees. Let me read you. I don't ever agree with anything this woman ever says, Laura Loomer. But she tweeted, you know, yes, really, hopefully you can put an end to this, Elon Musk. The GOP doesn't like CFPB. And so they are now just opposing everything CFP has done, including the good things like implementing a law in 2024 that banned payment platforms like PayPal, Stripe, and Venmo from banning people based off their political affiliation. Senate GOP just voted to legalize debanking. They should kill the companion bill off in the House. I mean, we just have a very different viewpoint here. But I'm going to tell you, my constituents don't trust big banks. And because they've been screwed by big banks time and time and time again over the years. And I'll tell you, I guarantee you, if you get your way on this, they're going to get screwed again.
There you go.
That's it.
They're voting big banks.
Get out and vote today.
Higher fees.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for us tomorrow. Mike McCabe will join us from Substack. And coming up next, it's Stephanie Miller. Keep it here. Have a great day. Talk to you in 22 hours. John and Gordy in the morning.
Take care now.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.